Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Jimmy Dorsey. That Green Eyes, recorded on this day in 1941. Old school. And speaking of old school, sorry, is Chauncey.
Is Chauncey close Whitehead. Close enough, Mark.
Chauncey Whitehead is with us in the studio. Fitness professional, owner of CDW, Health and Wellness Lifestyles, community fitness activist who dedicates his life to not just training people, but to working with people in his community around those kind of deep, important health issues. And every month has this walk in Druid Hill Park. And we're coming up to that time of the month again. So Chauncey is in the house.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning,
good
Baltimore.
Morning.
Yes,
how are
it is
you?
The time. I'm doing great. It's beautiful outside. Tomorrow is spring. And we'll get our annual spring snow for tomorrow. But the good news is Saturday morning, high for the day will be 58.
He's the weatherman.
So you know it's going to be a great day.
410-319-8888. If you're taking part in Chauncey's walks, please join us. Call. And as we talk about health and other issues, and we may slip into a little empire. We were talking about that before we walked in there. We both watched that last night.
Of course.
And Chauncey is a raconteur of most anything you can think about. So
yeah, you know it.
So this Saturday, is there a theme for this Saturday's walk?
No particular theme this Saturday. Our mini theme would be recommit to your fitness. It's been a cold, brutal winter.
It has been cold.
And
out here, man.
Our walk initially was going to be 2 weeks ago, but
we had to cancel. We had to cancel.
There was ice. I went up there, and one of my colleagues took a fall. Brother Wally took a fall.
Oh, really?
So yeah,
is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay, and we decided that it would be best to cancel the walk and reschedule it. So this will be our 20th walk. We haven't missed a month, and we're asking
people amazing?
To. Oh, it's totally amazing.
So the 2-year anniversary will be in 4 months. Will be about July, June.
July will be our 2-year, and we're going to try to see as much as.
Oh, we have to have a huge celebration on that one.
As far as I can Google, I haven't seen anybody in the country in a grassroots type of effort like we're doing here in Baltimore City. Continuous monthly community health walks and talks, as Miss Ernestine and I have been able to engage the community with community partners in the cities. I haven't seen it.
I think there are a lot of unique things happening out of Baltimore people don't see. You know, as when the mayor was talking about the crime in poor black communities, we don't see that the hundreds of men and women who are out there every day without any financial support from the city or anybody else working with young
people.
That's
exactly
true. It's like this. We do not see this walk that brings out dozens and 50, 60, 70 people in all states of fitness from throughout the community to do these walks in Druid Hill Park. And it's really amazing because you connect people. You're connecting people with healthcare professionals who can, in a very informal way, talk to people and just enjoy the walk and be part of a community. And that's really critical.
Very critical, Mark. Not just with the health professionals, but we have the activists in the communities that come out. We try our best to get the community to see is that please come out. A community that walks together, talks together. And for our 2-year anniversary, we are going to invite the mayor and all the other city officials to please come out and to walk with us in July to see what grassroots effort from all levels can do if you're committed. I mean, we're committed, which means nothing is going to stop us each month getting out to get the community healthy and have them walk and talk amongst themselves.
In the next week, you're going to hear a conversation I had with this woman whose name is Diana Beresford Kroger. Who lives in Canada, and she's one of the world-renowned experts on trees and how trees fit into the health and life of every human being and planet. It's a fascinating story and great conversation. People are going to enjoy it. But one of the things she said during our conversation was that a 20-minute walk a day is not just healthy because you're breathing in the air and walking, but it has an effect on your pancreas. It has an effect on parts of your body, just opening it up because you're walking.
I believe it.
You know, and if you couple that with things we talked about before about just walking with other people, is the mental health that comes with sharing ideas, laughter, and walking and being with other people.
Yep, the mental health, and I call it the social health aspect, is, you know, my mantra is a community that walks together, talks together. And I believe that. I always tell people I am a runner. I'm a marathon runner, but I don't believe you have to run. But you got to walk.
Even like me with my knee braces, I'm
right.
out here. Right?
That's right. Wrap that.
I'm going to walk you harder with my knee braces,
knee,
too.
Or I just put you in a wheelchair and I walk you around.
Don't be funny.
But, and even then, when the individuals that can't walk, we encourage, Ms. Ernestine and I encourage people to come out and feed off the energy of the walkers. Back to the mental health aspect. If you can't come out, come on out. We have a table there. And Rhonda's usually there, but she's vacationing in Florida. That's why she's not here today.
Okay.
And you can come and feed off the positive energy. We'll wrap our arms around you, give you a hug. We'll talk to you. Some of the healthcare professionals will come up, talk to you. Everybody comes out, and we just love each other, and we share that positive energy. And we're going into our 20th month.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Totally, totally amazing. The commitment. We have people as far as Prince George County, D.C., and Alexander, Virginia, that drive up on occasional walks to walk with us. So we are doing something special in Baltimore City without asking for any funding. We are truly grassroots, getting out and just getting the people in the community to walk and talk.
And my other half will definitely be there.
She said that she would be there. She is unbelievable. She works out very hard for the both of you. And
Lord have mercy!
You caught that.
That hurt.
So a simple walk through the park, and Miss Ernestine is looking forward to everybody reconnecting for the spring. And again, our mini theme is if you did not have the opportunity to work out, get out and walk in January, February, and most of March, this is your opportunity to reconnect to your fitness commitment.
But even in the cold weather, you can do this if you wear the right clothes.
There's
no time of day that you cannot, no weather that can stop you from walking unless you're in the middle of a blizzard or something. But other than that, you know, I mean, even in rain, you can have rain gear. I mean, you can walk.
That's true. That is one of the reasons when Marnestine and I decided to have a monthly walk. We wanted to teach individuals not to take the 4 months off on the East Coast, you know, October, November, December, January. And then we also wanted to teach the individuals that not to take off June, July, and August, that there are certain ways that you can layer yourself, clothes you can wear, hydration, and we bring out a lot of different healthcare professionals to help us in teaching you how to prepare for exercise throughout the year. If you take January, December, October, November, all those months off, studies have shown that's where you gain your pounds. And now it's time to uncover. And April comes and you're like, wow, where did this come from? I used to be able to fit this spring dress and now I can't fit it. So we're just trying to get people to learn how to exercise safely throughout the year. And exercise and walking is the cheapest form of exercise you can have.
So what do you think people will be talking about on this walk?
I think the majority of them are going to be talking about a show called Empire.
You think so?
A little show on Fox. I've never been really a big television person outside
you watch television
of, outside
all the
of
time.
PBS.
Oh, you,
outside
you,
of
watch
PBS.
You love TV.
You know, I'm a PBS and I do a lot of reading. I didn't really do the Dallas thing. And then, you know, I sat down and I got hooked. And I did watch the 2-hour finale yesterday after I worked out. And it seemed like it was one of the quickest 2 hours that have went by.
It's amazing how that show has kind of caught on with the nation.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I had a client. I work with the University of Maryland on some different programs. So the secretary had called me yesterday to, I don't know, talk about something we had to talk about. Then she slipped into Empire. and I was like, you got to be kidding me. So we went on for Empire about 10 or 15 minutes. It was around lunchtime, so I said, I'll entertain her. And she was like, I didn't know that, Mr. Chauncey, that you got into Empire. I said, well, you know, everyone has a guilty pleasure. And I do enjoy the show. I enjoy the acting. I enjoy the characters, and I enjoy the energy of the show. Very, very good show.
Now, I had an interview the other day, and we'll come right back to walking on people. How many people on the walk will have seen this? And folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. But I interviewed yesterday, we'll be playing next week because it's the time we could get him, Lawrence Hill,
mm-hmm.
who wrote a novel called The Book of Negroes that became a miniseries on BET and Canadian Broadcasting.
Right, I missed it.
And it is an amazing series.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It's a 6-part amazing series. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out there like that people can now so easily just download.
Right. Right. And that's what Marnestine and some of the walkers, we try to encourage the walkers to come out there, not just to talk about exercise. We want to have fellowship. Talk about what you watched on TV. Talk about sports, not just sports. Talk about anything you want to talk about. And I do know from some of my walkers that have contacted me and some of their social media posts that Empire is going to be on their lips on Saturday. So please come on out and walk the 3 to 5 miles with us and talk about Empire as much as you want.
So if you were to talk to somebody about, and folks, join us here. I'd like to know, let's say that you do not have a trainer, that you don't really go to the gym, that you don't, what do you do? What is your routine? 410-319-8888.
Good question.
And write to us here at talkatsinoshow.org. What is your routine? How do you keep yourself physically fit? Is it important to you or not? 410-319-8888. No matter what your age or body size, I'm just curious just what you think about that. 410-319-8888. Because I used to work out with Chauncey intensely. My wife still does. But I try to kind of do my own little thing at home, even though he's got this smirk on his
Steiner,
face.
The Steiner stealth, the Steiner stealth workout.
You're not going to let me get away with it,
no,
are you?
No, I can't do that. Against the rules.
So, I mean, we're just so talk about what you think is, you know, what people can do on their own.
The first thing is back to walking, is to get out and walk. And I tell people, you
got
everybody
has 20 minutes a day to go walking.
That's
period,
true. You, right? you got 20 minutes to go walking or 20 minutes to do whatever you feel is important in your life to do. And then my question, and I would ask them, is what do you like to do as it relates to physical movement? Because if you find something that you like to do, Miss Ernestine and I talk about this all the time, you're more likely to turn that into a physical fitness habit,
right,
and activity. If
right.
you like to rollerblade, I think you're probably rollerblade 3 times a week. If you like to run the treadmill, you run the treadmill. I have some clients that don't like running the treadmill. They feel like a hamster. So we go outside and we run. You know, I'm a runner, and I have some that don't like to go outside and run. So we pick and choose. Find what physical movement activity that
right.
you like to do is the best thing. But you got to do something. The body has to move.
So what do you all do? Let's go to these phone calls, 410-319-8888. What do you do? Kirsten in Baltimore, welcome. You're on the air. Hi, Kirsten. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. I loved your conversation.
Thank you.
I am a group exercise instructor, but I didn't start out as one. I was enjoying, I like dancing. I like to move around, so I specialize
Good.
In dance fitness. So I became an instructor so that I could stay consistent, because without that and having to be there, I was, if you left it up to me, I'd want to go to bed.
hey, there's times I feel there's times I and Miss Ernestine we feel the same way. And that's good, Kirsten, that you decided to take a physical activity that you like dancing, the question that Mark asked, what do you do? And you not just turned it into your physical activity, you're helping others get fit and healthy that enjoy the same fun that you do.
Exactly. So, yeah, I teach hot hula fitness, and I teach Zumba, and I've come across, and it's not only blesses others, it definitely blesses me, too. You were talking about the social aspect
That's
of
right.
it and the music, and it's, you know, if you get off the phone, you get off of Facebook. I
right.
think it's just one of the healthy things, and I really love what you're doing, and I want to join you guys on your walk. So,
oh, please do.
Chris,
yeah,
I tell you what, you join us on the walk, you come up to me, or you contact me. I'm easy to contact. And
okay.
We have music out there. We'll give you 5 minutes to do a little Zumba, and everybody be dancing with you.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We'll
you should come out
fun.
Saturday and
yes.
Zumba.
Anyone that knows me is that I always believe in that old saying, there's more than one way to New York. It's not just about walking and exercising, lifting weights up and down.
Right.
I try to get people to see is that we're all in this whole fitness movement community, and
yes.
the more the better. I mean that. You come on out, I'll give you 5 minutes, we'll Zumba along, and we'll keep it moving.
And bring some hula hoops.
And bring some hula hoops.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
So what time is this on Saturday?
Saturday, 7:30 a.m., Druid Hill Park. Druid Hill Park, Saturday, 7:30 a.m. by the tennis court area. Now, of course, April Walk is coming up, too. So if you can't make this one, April the 11th, the Saturday after Easter, because we don't want anyone to mess up their hair for the April.
Folks, why'd y'all hang up? Call back, 410-319-8888. We just saw those lines light up, and all of a sudden they're gone. We want to see what you do for your own exercise, what your thoughts are. 410-319-8888. Do your hula hoop? Do your Zumba? Do your walk? Do you bike ride? Do you stretch? What do you do? Yoga? 410-319-8888. We want to hear from you and have you share your ideas with us. And join us Saturday morning at 7 o'clock.
7:30 a.m. But you can come at 7 because I'll be there. I'm there at 6:30 a.m.
What do you do for that whole hour?
I sit there and I meditate, Mark, and I relax and breathe, and I look at the beautiful sunrise at Druid Hill Park, which is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And I just like to make sure that I'm there an hour before everyone gets there so I can get my spirit right.
All right. I like that, man.
Oh, I'm there.
I know you are. Mm-hmm. I know you are. 410-319-8888. Come to these calls in just a second. Because I think, you know, that this idea of just moving. I was thinking about my brother. My brother is in incredible shape. He's a martial artist, black belt, but he's retired from that, and he's now just refereeing matches. And he never lifts a weight.
Doesn't have to.
Never lifts a weight.
Body weight.
And he just keeps himself in shape by running. He's a runner. But just by his katas, his stretches,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what he does and his Pilates and things he does to keep himself in shape. And we were working out together a few months back when he was here in August. I mean, it was interesting, like, to look how fit he was and doesn't lift one weight.
Doesn't have to. And, you know, when you think about some of the disciplines, some of the body weight individuals that you come around, boxers, runners, martial artists, individuals like your brother that mix it all together. Because as I begin to age, I lift less weight,
right.
and I concentrate more on body weight, the same things that we started
that
off.
I'm going to get to these calls coming in, but can you very likely in 10 seconds tell me what do you mean by body weight?
Lifting your own body weight. Body weight as your own resistance, making that as your weight. Push-ups, pull-ups, dips, stretching, body resistance.
Let's get to the phones here.
Sure.
410-319-8888. Rosemary, you're on the air. Good morning, Rosemary.
I live right across the street from Drew Hill Park.
Uh-huh.
My husband's 85, and I'm 80. He used to walk all through the neighborhood, you know, a few years. So we just bought a treadmill?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we just bought a treadmill last week. So what we do, we're on that twice a day.
Oh, that is great, Miss Rosemary.
Exercise. And besides, we have 13 steps to go up to the second floor and 13 steps to the basement. So all day long, up and down, I think that's pretty good, don't you?
Oh, Miss Rosemary,
that's
excellent. Your husband being 85 and you being 80 and walking up and down the stairs.
That's amazing.
I just hear the energy coming through her voice.
Me too.
You sound like a 25-year-old.
Yes, you do.
Yes, and we live right across the street, so we might walk over there Saturday.
Oh, please join us. That'd be great.
I have to go to my church first and do my bulletins, and then I might come down.
I totally right. understand it. If you can come over, just look for me. I'm the short ball head guy. You can't miss me, and I would love to introduce you to the crowd, because what you and your husband is doing is what we're trying to
That's
do,
it.
Live long and healthier.
And please come out. And I'm also a little short guy, but with no bald head.
Yeah.
A little lighter hue.
Yes.
Rosemary, thank you. 410.
Thank you, Rosemary. Continue health to you and your husband.
319-8888. CC in Pikesville, you're on the air.
I'm calling to let you know that I do my exercise at home. And a lot of people, you know, take meal and all that stuff and go to the spa. But I can give you a good example of what I do.
Please.
When I'm in the kitchen, there, you know, you stand, I take my hands, and like I'm pushing a cart, I'm pulling all that muscle in my body, in my stomach, especially if you have a stomach. If you take your hands and put on your sink while you're in the kitchen and stretch your legs out as
yes,
far as you
yes.
can, stretch your legs out. Each one of them do like five until you get it together. Then you go 10, and then you go the more you go, the more merrier.
Oh, yes,
and
ma'am.
After I do that, I go upstairs in my shower. I close all the windows. I put a towel underneath so the smoke don't come out. I turn my hot water on and steam up the bathroom.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I sit on the toilet seat and clean my pores. If you see me, you'll never believe it. I'm 75 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
And everybody told me I look like I'm 50 years old.
All right.
Oh, Miss Cece, you
Cece,
have a
that's
spa
wonderful.
At your home. That's what I'm talking about. You're making it happen at your home. Continued health to you. That's great, Miss Cece.
Miss Cece, I love that story, Miss Cece.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
That's a good one.
See what I mean?
Creative.
Yeah.
Creative.
At your kitchen sink and in your bathroom.
And those are the conversations that we try to get our walkers to tell each other, because not everyone wants to come outside. Not everyone wants to go to a spa.
But so many people want to be fit and fine, like Miss Cece
yeah.
and our early Maria have found ways to do it at At your own home.
And be creative at home. She said she was in the kitchen, so she probably might have been cooking, but she was still getting her fitness on.
That's it.
I mean, you can be creative, very creative.
410-319-8888. What do you do to keep yourself in shape? And we all have to find ways. And I think that we're saying this, you know, but people kept themselves in shape years and years before there were gyms to join and
That's
go
right.
to. 410-319-8888. Maria, you're on the air. Welcome.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
Very well, Maria. Good morning to you.
Very good, very good. And to your guest as well.
Good morning, Maria.
Thank you. I came in after the show had started, so I perhaps have missed some information.
That's all right.
I will tell you that I am 58 years of age. I have been a type 1 diabetic for 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I, although I am petite, I know that exercise as well as proper eating helps to control diabetes.
That's right.
My problem, for lack of a better term, is that I don't have a problem in exercising, but I don't like doing it alone. So your walkers sound fantastic to me.
Oh, yes. That's a, you know, we would love to. If you missed the information,
why don't you describe the walk? What happens when you get out there on Saturday morning?
Well, the first thing that happens when you come to the walk is you're going to be greeted with a hug. Miss Ernestine, Ma Ernestine is going to hug you.
Miss Ernestine Shepherd?
Yes, yes. This is her brainchild.
Oh, my goodness.
You know Miss Ernestine?
Oh, I do, and I love her desperately.
Well, she's there. This is Miss Ernestine.
This is her brainchild. This is her brainchild. She created this walk 20 months ago. This is our 20th walk, and she couldn't be here today with us on the radio. But first thing that happens is you get a hug from Ma Ernestine. Then you get a hug from me and all the other walkers. We encourage each other to hug each other, say hello, introduce yourself to somebody you don't know. This is not a walk of cliques. Or a walk of organizations.
Yay.
We encourage people going up to each other and saying, hi, my name is Chauncey Whitehead. My name is Mark Steiner. This is, you know, a wonderful thing. So you come on out. That is what we do. We encourage people to fellowship with one another. And you just never know. We might make somebody's day. We might make somebody happier for that day. And they'll take that back to their community, back home, and they'll have a beautiful Saturday.
And do try to join us at this Saturday.
This Saturday, 7:30.
By the tennis courts.
By the tennis court area, 7:30 a.m. tennis court area. We have a table out. You know, you can't miss us. We'll be the ones hugging each other. So just come on out and get your hug and walk with Miss Ernestine.
And it's all ages.
And
diverse. All body shapes and everything else. And it's just a really lovely group of people who come together and just walk.
And
non-judgmental.
Yep, non-judgmental. We encourage walking. Nobody is running. Because I've had people tell me when I tell them we have a walk, they say, well, I can't run. I didn't even mention the run word. So I have to be specific that no one is running. If this is a walk, there's no option. We encourage people not to run. We do not want to intimidate anybody. We want everyone to walk and talk at their leisure and just have a good time and fellowship. That's what it's about.
It is what it's about. And bring your thoughts and theories on Empire.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be Miss Ernestine and I had a short conversation about it last night. You know, we always encourage conversation and talking about you know, pop culture and just different things going on. And sometimes we get a little heavy. We talk about the community and things that are happening, but we also want to laugh and smile and giggle too. So, you know, we just want the community to come on out and talk, and we do solve a few problems.
And I think that what our callers who called in earlier really pointed out was that there are so many ways of keeping yourself in shape. There's not just one, and I think your style of working with people is what I was really taken with. Which was one of the reasons we do this program together is because one shape does not fit all, one size does not fit all. That there are many ways of doing this. From people who in the morning, I mean, just to get up and meditate and stretch,
that's right,
and do some push-ups and do some resistance against the wall, whatever that is. There are many ways of staying in shape, finding your rhythm to eating less, so you don't consume as much. mean, there's a lot of different ways to do this, and it's not something to be fearful of.
That's right, and a one size doesn't fit all, and that's why we encourage individuals when they're walking to talk to one another about their fitness routine, about what they do. I can remember when I was a kid, my mother did a lot of fitness exercises that I had no idea. She had a stocking that she would use, and she would pull it and she would stretch it.
With that point, join us this Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m. Druid Hill Park Tennis Court area.
Be there and enjoy our fellowship and friendship and walk together. Tonya Whitehead, owner of CDW Health, Wellness, and Fitness, joins us here every month before this walk takes place. Tonya, great to see you, brother.
Great to be here, Mark. Thank you.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Cynthia Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Day in History research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. And on our way out of here, we're hearing If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right by the wonderful Luther Ingram, who passed away on this day in 2007. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace, but long as I